Back to Father Orszay. I had left off with this shocking statistic here. If you're wondering why we have all the problems that we have, this is why. Today, almost a quarter of children under the age of 18 live in single-parent households. In most of these cases, the parent missing is the father. Family life today is caught in a great irony. The need for fathers to protect their children from the effects of chaos, anarchy, and rebellion has never been greater. That young woman who was running from that little sodomite lunatic yesterday, there was no dad around to protect her. She said she was married. I didn't hear that she was married part. Where was the husband at? In all of these instances, you see cowards assaulting women, assaulting men who can't defend themselves. What's the high school term? Cold cocking someone. Rabbit punching them when they're not looking, right? These aren't men. These are cowardly excuses for men. They need men. They need generals. They need drill sergeants. They need Sergeant Hulka to whip them into shape, into being men. But it all begins at home, folks. It begins at home. Too many men who have fathered children don't take their responsibilities as fathers seriously. Ditto. You can say that again, Father Orszay. Moreover, the social and legal structures that once encouraged men in responsible fatherhood no longer function to buttress fatherly dedication. We've come to accept out of wedlock births as common, removing the pressure to do the decent thing and get married. Extensive social welfare programs have exacerbated the problem by easing the financial obligation of child support. We have accepted divorce as a ready solution to marital stress and discord. Marriage is no longer assumed to be lifelong and sacred because it was ordained by God. Instead, freedom and personal fulfillment are held up as preeminent values. And if a marriage relationship doesn't provide them, then the marriage can be cast off. You know why? Because the porn actress is always waiting in the wings, baby. She is just one click of a mouse away. Instant gratification. Because that's what God blesses with this corpus, this body for, right? It's just for pleasure. Has that ever occurred to you, Wally, that maybe God bless you with this body? To learn to tame that lust, that concupiscence for that pleasure, and that it gives him great joy to know that you do preserve that that chastity and that purity as his most cherished child of all time does. You know, the Blessed Virgin Mary. You think maybe God elevated chastity and purity to a level higher than just to project? And that's not to say that making babies the old-fashioned way in marriages is not part of God's plan too, because it is. But in between, there has to be an acknowledgement. We don't have that anymore. All we have is, sex, lust, pleasure. I want more. You can't be a chivalrous knight. You can't take the chivalry course. You can't be a crusader, gentlemen, if you're not willing to sacrifice and if you don't look forward to the pain of the fast. If you don't look forward to the pain and to the frustration and irritation and aggravation of the life of trying to live chaste. It ain't easy. It's not supposed to be easy. You do that in your household, though, and you teach your boys to do it. They grow up to be men, not soy boys, not little lukewarm, limp-wristed, skinny-jean-wearing ninnies throwing Molotov cocktails at businesses they don't own. Back to father. Such assumptions militate against secure family life. They are evil. And the results of that evil are troubled and insecure children, increases in mental instability, overdependence on psychotherapeutic medications, and ultimately, lawlessness. Bingo. He concludes, a father must be alert to what his children are being taught, and he must counter untruth when he spots it. Teaching his children properly and privately at home. The failure of so many fathers to do that is evident right now on the inflamed streets of our cities. Fathers must reassert themselves in the life of the family. They must live their faith, obey God's laws, go to church, and serve as role models for their children. They must be holy men. Are you a holy man? I'm not. Trying to be, but I'm not. Emphasis on trying to be. I acknowledge. Man, dude, I got a lot of work to do. But you know what? It's in the work. It's the work that matters. Gentlemen. They must be holy men, writes Father Orzy. And in his conclusion, in this way, they accomplish the most important aspect of fatherhood, not just raising their children to be successful in this world, but saving their immortal souls for the next. What's a father's job? Get your wife and children to heaven. Dad, that's your job. I know most men, better church, please. That's too difficult. Cry me a river. Sorry, boy. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. If you're watching or listening on the preview stream or the YouTube preview today, please consider becoming a Founders Pass member and joining this crusade, because it is the world's only independent 24/7 radio station. Find it online. Rely on it. It'll be here every day. We're live all day today, all the way through Reconquest this evening. Why not join us? Go to crusadechannel.com/go. For millennia, Christopher Bedford, for millennia, King Mob has turned, you know, quickly. Can we do digital media file number one? People have been, Mr. Church, please, if you're not going to talk about the controversy of the day with Bubba Smollett, I'm turning the channel. Okay, I'll give you some Bubba Smollett. Hang on. We have two clips. Now, if you're going to go on a show and you want to race bait, go on Don Lemon. If you want a sodomite homo bait, you want to bait someone into, well, they did this to me because I'm gay. Well, then go on Don Lemon. They did this to me just because I'm black. Well, then go on Don Lemon. You'll get all the guilt. You get all the trappings. You get no legitimacy. You're not telling the truth. You're not dealing with the actual issue that's at play. But hey, CNN's viewers love you. So here is Bubba Smollett Wallace on Don Lemon last night about the now infamous hanging noose, the lynch mob that was in his garage. And even if it wasn't there, because he wanted it to be there, it's there.
It played out the way it did, but you know, there has some parallels to that for sure.
Have you seen ropes like that hanging from garages? Is that typical?
Don, the image that I have and I have seen of what was hanging in my garage is not a a garage pool. I've been racing all my life. We've raced out of hundreds of garages that never had garage pools like that. So people that want to call it a garage pool and put out old videos and photos of knots being in their as their evidence, go ahead. But from the evidence that we have it's a straight up noose. The FBI has stated it was a noose over and over again. NASCAR leadership has stated that it was a noose. I can confirm that. I actually got evidence of what was hanging in my garage, over my car, around my picker guys, to confirm that it was a noose. And never seen anything like it. It's not something. I talked to my crew chief about it. I said, is this something like, I wanted to make sure we weren't jumping the gun. And I said, this isn't a knot. This isn't just a regular old witchcraft. He's like, Bubba, this isn't something that can be done within a second of just tying a knot and being on the way. This is something that took time.
So what I saw, so now it's gone from being the pull cord on the garage door to an actual, straight out of the game of Clue, noose tied with real long rope spun up somewhere in the superstructure of the garage and hanged just above Juicy Smollett Bubba Wallace's car. I saw it there. First, he hadn't seen it. Which is it? Now he's seen it. So the FBI comes in. 15 of America's finest FBI agents rush to the scene because the Injustice Department, we got civil rights violations at NASCAR. Well, it is NASCAR, dude. Kidding. Rush to the scene, do an investigation and say, that's not a noose. That's a pull cord. Now, something is rotten in Denmark and it ain't the cheese. So the story is now gone from the... So let me see if I understand this. So the FBI is now in on it? The FBI's lying now? Now look, in the era of Trump, we know that the FBI can be in on it. We know that they can, are capable of lying. True that. Why would they lie here? What is the incentive to tell a whopper here about the news? I don't get it. I mean, by the by, can you show us a picture? Because people like him pictures. Can we see a picture? You say that the crew chief dude showed you a picture. Where's the picture? Where's the picture? Where is it? This would end all of this, wouldn't it? All you got to do is just show the picture.